You want to get into the Bridges stuff here, BT? Like, it's a big deal, the extension. Obviously, I don't love Bridges. At least, I didn't love it in year one. I like the idea that he didn't take the max contract, I guess, but I still need to see a lot more. The hope would be that Brown unlocks Bridges and you find a new offensive player, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not necessarily a buyer in that and committing that type of money, Tim. As long as you think the contract is tradable, which I guess it could be, then I'd be okay with it. But, I mean, 4 years, $150 million for Bridges, that to me is I didn't think he was worth that based off of last year.
Yeah, you and I kind of feel the same way about him. And you mentioned Brown, so I'm very curious how Brown deploys him. I think it's just going to be better offensively. I think you'll see more synergy with Cat and Brunson. And I think you'll have more defined roles. I think it's going – that's why I was so intrigued by the hire, and I like it. And I'm always going to respect Tom Thibodeau. He's a Knick forever, but I was just ready to move on. And I don't think that he used Bridges perfectly. Too many times you're watching the Knicks and it's like, you know, Brunson and Jalen's the man, but dribble, pound, 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 pound. And then Jalen goes save us with hero ball and drop 40. And he got two really good wings who are different players, a little redundancy, but different in their offensive skill sets in OG and Bridges. Sitting in the corner. I mean, waiting to catch a pass with 3 seconds and let it go. I think you're going to see a heightened version of Bridges. I do. Now, he made, listen, I know Brunson made a massive financial concession for the Knicks there, and that's why we love him. One of the reasons. Bridges left a few bucks on the table, and you got to respect it because it was now.
It's the least he could do. Well, I mean, it's either that or hit a big shot, for God's sake. I mean, or have a consistent offense. Like, I know that he had an okay postseason as far as having some impact moments, but come on, he had a disappointing year.
Oh, he did. No, I'm not a huge Bridges fan. I'm intrigued by the way he's going to look this year, and if it doesn't look different, well, then that's another conversation. But he left some money on the table. Not that it's going to really enable the Knicks to do a ton with player stuff like Brunson's contract will and does, but it's more about like second apron stuff, and I don't care about that. The Garden's printing money, so that good for them, fantastic.
And by the way, I'm sorry, were you to finish that?
No, I was good with that.
Well, I was just going to say, as far as the pieces, the one more roster spot, either your boy Shamit or Ben Simmons, it seems like, dude, I want no part of Ben Simmons. I want no part of Ben Simmons here. Shamit, whatever, it's fine. And I know it's like irrelevant, but that was one tagline that I read yesterday. I don't know if it was from the Post or wherever I read it about Bridges.
Yeah.
I want no, like Ben Simmons' name keeps coming up. I want no part of Ben Simmons.
We really disagree on this. Now, I am getting complete separation from where he was drafted and the inability to shoot free throws and the complete reluctance to let a three go to keep defenses honest. That's obviously an issue. Now, if he comes here, and I actually want him, like if he comes here, and even though I'm a Shamit guy, but if he comes here, he's going to be used in a way that, number one, is going to make Jalen Brunson's life so much easier. He's going to bring the ball up. He's tall, so we can see over everybody. He's got great, like he's got great vision. And the other thing it does,
from the bench?
Well, no.
He doesn't play.
No, I know.
He's hurt. He's always about the fashion. Well, he's a losing player who does not prioritize basketball. It's the antithesis of what a New York Knicks should be. I want no part of him.
Dude. Okay. But the part that I want of, at least I'm intrigued with, is he's going to play, if he comes here, what, 15 to 18 minutes a night. He's going to have a second unit along with Deuce and some others that are getting up and down the court, so it's a faster look. And the other thing he could do, now, I don't know if he's going to be on the court crunch time. I doubt it. But if he is in some of these pivotal, you know, usually NBA games are defined like in the middle part of the third quarter and then the final 5 minutes of the fourth quarter. Forget about the first half. And if he's out there in the third quarter spurt, now all of a sudden, guess what? Yeah, he's going to take the ball up a little bit, which can allow Jalen to play off the ball, which I think is a great thing. But the other thing it's going to do, we can mock the way he dresses and his back issue and all the other things he comes with. He is a good defender, and Brunson is not.
Right, but BT, I agree with the skill set. Like, in theory, everything you're saying makes sense. In reality, Ben Simmons doesn't care about playing basketball. Ben Simmons is always hurt. There's like, in theory, how many other teams has he been on before that said the same thing you're saying? Now, I know he's going to be asked a lesser role here with the Knicks, but still, even with that, like, yeah, I love the defensive skill set. I love alleviating some pressure from Brunson or playing off the ball, having Simmons be a point guard. That's great in theory. In reality, he has been as soft a player as the league has ever seen, as disappointing a player as the league has ever seen, and has clearly not prioritized being a basketball player.
I hear you, man. I do. I listen.
No, I know.
You know, I love pushing back when we can. It's good, and when it's authentic, which it always is with us, it's good. It's good radio. I mean, I can't disagree with that last assertion. But again, in the modified role, and last year for the Clippers, he only played 16, 17 minutes a game. What I like about him is that now he's not efficient from three, but the Knicks have enough shooters. He's horrible from the line. Get it. But the guy hits for his career, Sal. 56% of the shots. Now, they're all at the rim.
Right, but fine. That's okay.
It's fantastic. And when you're 6'10" and you got Cat, you know, just think about this. Let's say he plays, not fourth quarter, you know, crunch time. But let's say he's on the court for a couple of minutes with Cat and with Jalen and with one of the wings and somebody else, right? And Cat is 25 feet away from the rim and Brunson's playing off the ball and Bridges and or OG are threats to shoot, which they both are. Well, the entire middle is open.
Right.
And that's where he makes his money,
I know.
Man.
You're talking about the skill
set. He abuses
set.
People getting to the rim.
I'm surprised that you would be a fan of this player when you specifically value everything else. Where you say you can't stand players. It's like your biggest thing. Can't stand players in any sport that don't maximize their God-given ability. And he is example one of what not to do. Like, that's why I'm surprised that we are in unison here. I'm not knocking what he theoretically should bring to the floor. I understand that. But in reality, you know, where you take the opposite, let's say a player like Josh Hart that maybe is not the, you know, greatest athletic specimen, whatever. I know he's a good athlete, but he maximizes it. You know what I'm saying? Max effort.
Yep.
He gets the very most out of what his body allows. Certainly Starks, my favorite. He did that. Those are the prime examples of guys who maximize their God-given abilities and go even beyond that. Ben Simmons is the opposite. Isn't that something that's like your biggest issue?
It's one of them. And listen, that's a commonality that you and I always subscribe to. Like, we kind of love the same kind of players. Now, we root for different teams. We have different views on what happens and what players are and what they could be. But, you know, that's always been non-negotiable for me. If you're not a diligent pro, I got no time for you. And listen, I don't want to get too basketball weedsy. It's August 1st. But one thing I will say, one of the problems with the Knicks last year, and there were a couple, even though they had a great year, or a really, really good year, is that too often their starting backcourt was small. And when you have Hart and you have Jalen Brunson, and Hart doesn't shoot and he can't shoot, and Brunson's small and is an awful defender, like, there's nobody that's going to convince me that 7 minutes each half, that Ben Simmons isn't bringing some things to the table that every good basketball team has.
Dave is in Somerset. What's up, Dave?
I can't believe I'm going to say this. I finally agree with Sal and disagree with Brandon.
Yeah, I hear you.
You've come Brandon, to the right side.
Brandon, are you drinking again?
No, not yet.
If you think Ben Simmons is going to do anything for the Knicks, the Knicks is a high-profile stage.
Yep.
The Nets are second rate. Ben Simmons could barely play with a team on a second-rate team, and you're going to put him in the bright spotlight at MSG and think he's going to play any kind of decent minutes? You're high again, dude.
Well, hold on. What do you mean high again?
Yeah,
I mean, am I drunk? Am I drunk or high?
Again or high again? What's going on here, BT?
Jeez, I mean, I'm getting a little bit of a bad rap here. I like to have some fun here, but I'm not drunk and high. I try to separate the two. Listen, I would say, did you watch him with the Clippers? I get, that's why I said you have to, and it's hard. You've got to detach yourself from draft status, big contract, and underachievement his first couple of years. Now, if you can do that, and you still say, I don't like it for the Knicks, I that's fine. You're not bringing in Magic Johnson, understood. But then I would say, what's the better option on a veteran mid-level contract? He's going to make $3 million.
Yeah, no, I get that. I just don't want that type of player anywhere near my team. Skill set, I prefer him over Shamet, no question about it. And I think everything you're saying makes sense. You're not taking a lot of money on him, not taking a high pick, all that stuff. I think Ben Simmons is a losing player. Now, I know if I said he's a loser, that would get more play. I'm not going to go down that road.
Yeah.
So I'm going to specify it. He is a losing player that doesn't prioritize basketball, and I wouldn't want him anywhere near the Knicks, their bench, the arena.
Yeah.
He belongs at Barclays with the Nets or somewhere else. or the Sixers. I want no part of Ben Simmons.
Okay, so think about, here's the word, and we use this with the Jets a lot, and we've used it with the Giants recently, culture. All right. Don't you believe in enough of the Knicks culture that he would snap into line?
No, I don't.
I do.
I just don't think he's got it, especially without Tom Thibodeau. No, I don't know what their culture is going to be with Mike Brown, and we'll find that out.